Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Macek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Stanley applying the tag. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Macek fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Stanley covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Macek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macek hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Comer. Kaline reaches second base with a double. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 1 in the game. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Comer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler misplays the ball. That's an error on Euler. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. McAuliffe moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball towards center field. Comer makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Comer. Stanley tags and scores. McAuliffe tags and moves to third. Kaline tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline is attempting to get to home. There's the throw to Bell and Kaline is out. McAuliffe scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to second. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renou pinch hits for Gary Bell. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Rollins scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 0 for 2 in the game. Matchick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matchick. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Matchick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Stanley moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins strikes out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Mike. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Diego Seghi now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Seghi, and towards Harper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seghi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 3 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski misplays the ball. That's an error on Trasuski. Mincher moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. Mincher scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Dick Simpson pinch runs for Rich Rollins. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 3 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from 6 Stadium I. And Seattle.